Hayem yem chofches oder sheni. Harachmon de bris milo imrim. The harachmon in benching, at the end of benching, there are the harachmons that we say by a bris. So the Rebbe writes here that we do say this harachmon. In the original, the Alter Rebbe Siddur, there was no harachmon for a bris. But the Tzemach Tzedek, in his Siddur, added in writing the harachmon for a bris mila. In the Shara Kailal addresses this, and he says that he remembers that they did not say it. And then things changed, and they started saying, but he didn't know who introduced it. But the bottom line is that we have from the Tzemach Tzedek, and this became the Minik, and in the Sidurim, it's published, at least in the latest editions, that we say this Harachmon after we finish Be'in Elikim Ve'odom, before Harachmon Yuzakenu. The only question that will remain, what do you do on Shabbos? Which harachman do you say first, the harachman for Shabbos, or you say the harachman for the bris? In any case, this was a minig changed by the Tzemach Tzedek. Misicho besudas bris mila. From Misicho of the Friedrich Rebbe, at the meal of a bris mila, where the Friedrich Rebbe was present, and it was probably Sandek, the Rebbe said, "Bebris mila emrim kishem shanichnas lebris kein yikonis l'teiro l'chupa maishim tevim." By the bris, the congregation responds and says, just like he entered the covenant, he entered the bris, the same way he should enter to Torah study, to be a Torah scholar, l'chupa, and to marriage, and ulmaishim tevim, and for good deeds. It's like a blessing for the child. So the Friedrich Rebbe says, "V'neagin etzleinu, it is our custom as mengit dmei gdima as der ingel zolernen, that we give advance money that the child should be a Torah scholar. V'nosan chakad mushlit eschum esuyam, and the Friedrich Rebbe gave a certain amount b'omre when he said dos is fad der yeshiva. This is for tuition for the yeshiva." Because we are saying that he should enter it for Torah, you give an advance money for Torah, that he should be a Torah scholar. So the Rebbe was also by a bris, he was a sandek, and there the Rebbe related what he witnessed by the Friedrich Rebbe when he was sandek, and the Rebbe says that by that bris, the Friedrich Rebbe was in Poland, he gave 20 zlotys, and this is advance money for tuition for this boy when he will go to yeshiva. So the Rebbe says this should become a minig. We have to establish this, that everybody should give advance money by the bris for the child to go to yeshiva. First benefit is that the yeshiva will have some more money. But most important, that since the Friedrich Rebbe conducted in this way, we should also accept this minig. And at that bris, the Rebbe gave to the father of the child $5, and he says this is approximately the worth of 20 zlotes, and today it is $5.